We live in a celebrity-obsessed culture, and sadly, this unbiblical attitude has affected our churches as well. Let's talk about that.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
You know, I've sort of lost track of the number of times that people ask me if I am following or keeping up with a certain quote-unquote rock star preacher. You know, one of those people that just seems to connect with the audience and has a large following and a big online presence. And I really don't follow that many people. And so when I mention that I'm not following them, people seem a bit surprised by that. But I've noticed something about these followers. First of all, I know from very limited experience that it feels good. If you've got a lot of people that are showing up to hear you speak or perform or present your art that you've created, if you have online a whole bunch of people that are following your different social media accounts and you've got a lot of thumbs up and a lot of hearts and a lot of people sharing that, of course it feels good. There's a natural adrenaline rush that sort of comes with that. And if you've experienced it, you probably want to experience it again and again and again. But here's the thing. There's two factors at work here. One is there is something that is called the law of diminishing returns. It felt good to have that response, but then the next time I feel like I need to go a little bit farther, a little bit bigger. I need to push it a little bit more to have that same kind of feeling again. But here's the other thing too. If I'm gauging my success, if I'm gauging how I'm doing based on how many thumbs up I'm getting or how many eyeballs are watching me or how many people are in the seats where I am, then I want to be very careful about not losing any of those views. And as a result, I'm going to start to become a little cautious about what I say. I'm going to try to water some things down that I think might be a little controversial because I don't want to create a problem. I don't want to alienate some people. And so I'm going to soften some stances in some areas that maybe I would have stood for a little bit stronger the time before that. You know, this is not something new. In fact, I've always said, I like this phrase. I don't know who said it the first time, but we have to remember that in times like these, that there have always been times like these. And I go back to the scripture time and time again, and I see that the situations that we're facing today are not brand new. They have been shared in the scripture before. In fact, even this idea of people following a celebrity and hanging on their every word is something that was in the scripture as well. Let me share with you from Psalm 49 this passage, and I especially like it out of the Amplified version of the Bible because it really brings out the meaning a little bit. Here's what this guy said. But man, with all his honor and pomp, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the fate of those who are foolishly confident, yet after them men approve their saying. Now, notice here that he's saying, really, why are we putting so much weight on men? They're just men. They're going to run their course, and they're going to go and pass off the scene, and somehow we're giving them elevated weight. But I especially like that word Selah that's at the end of that verse. You know, the Holy Spirit inspired these authors to put that word in there, and that word Selah, as you can see in the brackets that the Amplified Bible puts next to it, it really means a pause to consider. The Psalms invite us to meditate on the words that are there. And so the Selah means don't just rush past this, but think about it for a second. Okay, so there's somebody that's presenting words and it seems pretty good and I've been following those words, but do I want to elevate those words higher than they need to go? I need to be careful about that, especially notice this one phrase again in the Amplified Bible that says they're foolishly confident. What the Bible typically shows, consistently shows, is that godly leaders are not foolishly confident, but they are humbly confident. Or if you want to flip it around the other way, they're confidently humble. They realize that God chose me. That means that He might use me for a lengthy period of time. He might only use me for a short period of time. My goal is not to try to get followers, to try to get eyeballs, to try to get a lot of thumbs up and clicks and follows. That's not my goal. My goal is to accurately present Jesus. In fact, that's what Paul said very simply in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. He said to that church, "Follow me as I follow Jesus." As I follow the example that Jesus set, then to that extent, you can follow me. Paul was saying, don't put my words on a higher plane than somebody else's words, because I'm just a mere human with breath in my lungs. In fact, I paraphrased that or made a statement for myself based on Paul's statement from 1 Corinthians 11:1 that just simply says this: I am only a leader of people to the extent that I am a follower of Jesus. Godly leaders would do really well to cling to not only those words of Paul, follow me only to the extent that I'm following the example of Jesus, but also those words of John the Baptist when he said, I must decrease and Jesus must increase. I think it's a good question to ask ourselves when we're presenting content that we're standing in front of a group of people or posting on something online. What's the motivation? Are we saying, I want people to see this and like it and share it and follow me? Or are we saying, I'm presenting this because it's a lesson that I've learned from following Jesus, and I hope that by sharing this, it's going to help it other people find it easier for them to follow Jesus as well. Let's check our attitudes and make sure that we're not foolishly confident, but that we are remaining humbly confident.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.